Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Benjamin Netanyahu and his fifth generation warfare against the evangelical church in order to control their doctrine and ultimately their political capital. So this is a very interesting topic because we did just do a live stream on Mike Huckabee. And this is a very interesting follow-up to that live stream because there you have Benjamin Netanyahu saying the quiet part out loud that they have paid influencers and specifically they want to target evangelicals to shore up that base of support because they know that Christian Zionism is terminal. Like there is a end date to when and how much longer they will have evangelicals as a reliable block because at the end of the day, it's just one generation away from passing, along with many other trends, into the ash heap of history. So with that said, we're going to dive into this story, but first I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon-like system that's linked in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Again, we don't have any fancy foreign dollars funding us. This is all user funding and ad funding pretty much is the only thing we get. And maybe a couple book sales. And there is a merch store, but I don't really push that at all. So anyway, like and subscribe. There's a free newsletter as well. So this is the question that Benjamin Netanyahu asked or was asked by Deborah Lee, who I guess fancies herself as a conservative. She tries to say that, you know, Kirk was a mentor of her. And this is her asking a question about evangelical support for Israel because she knows that it's plummeting. It's plummeting.
So something I would like to raise, which was actually my first published paper, was how you and the Likud party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Okay, that's just a lie. Let's be real. They are not cut from the same cloth. That is just objectively untrue.
Who was a big mentor of mine, who's my first mentor in the space. Evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel? What's our backup plan to be strong like outside of the diaspora?
So that's the whole question. The answer is in a separate video. So the question is, you know, how do we shore up the evangelicals? You know, because, you know, what's our backup plan if we don't have the evangelicals? Spoiler alert, I don't think they really have a backup plan, but let's just get into the numbers real quick. There's this article, I have a lot of tabs open, and one of those tabs is this article from Jerusalem Post. It's not a new article, so all indications point that the numbers are actually worse now than it was, and I believe this was published in 2021. Young evangelical support for Israel plummets. So this is from, 2024, updated 2024. So believe the data that they cite is from 2021. So as of late 2021, only 33.6% of young evangelicals under 30 support Israel compared to 67.9% in 2018. So young people are waking up. They are not really down with the wokeness. They're not really down with America being subservient to the political whims of another nation. So this is going to cause a lot of problems that I think evangelicals need to address these elephants in the room. And I think evangelical apologetics will have to distance evangelical doctrine and history from Zionism. And like, we're going to have to separate those two. We're going to need apologists who can rise up to answer the fact that young people understand evil. And you got to convince them that, hey, that's not historic Christianity. And the problem is you got a lot of people swimming the Tiber and, you know, going with smells and bells of the Eastern Orthodox Church, not because of doctrine, but because aesthetically they're not as subservient to Israel. Now, that's not true. in practice, because there's plenty of Catholics that are super Zionist. I know those people in real life. And they also have Vatican II, and the Eastern Orthodox Church definitely submitted to Rome back in the day, in the Council of Florence. So I favor the Catholics over the Eastern Orthodox in terms of their internal debates. But anyway, because they settled those a long time ago and just pretend it didn't happen. But anyway, let's get into Benjamin Netanyahu's answer and dive into the subject of fifth-generation warfare, which is what Netanyahu intends to wage.
Christian influencers, okay? You said, you talked about the woke right, and you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. Good. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States.
That part is referring to either the right, but I think specifically it's referring to evangelicals, because that was what the question was asked about. So he's talking about that part, meaning evangelicals, most likely. And he's trying to secure them from going to the right wing, because that would make them nationalistic instead of Zionistic.
That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that that community, they're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well. Okay. And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through, because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
That's successful. Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight, okay? To give direction to the Jewish people, and give direction to our non-Jewish friends, or those who could be our Jewish our friends. Are we going to succeed with everyone? No. Will there be a strong counterpoint? Yes.
So that is Benjamin Netanyahu, and he dives into fifth-generation warfare. And I can just read a section from my book, which is called Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, linked in the description below, by the way. And I talk about this in the introduction, so you could probably look at it on Amazon and see this part in the introduction. So lastly, we have fifth-generation warfare, a novel theory that is characterized by the omnipresence of the battlefield. It is focused on social engineering and attacking information to control the masses. Cyber attacks, social media censorship, and false flags operations are all tactics that fall within fifth-generation warfare. Artificial intelligence is an emerging technology in this generation of warfare. And then I go on to say that fourth and fifth generation warfares are primarily what we're going to be dealing with as Christians. And that's the next section. So anyway, this is fifth generation warfare. He's openly talking about having influencers to influence, you know, evangelicals specifically, but broadly speaking, people on the right. And he talks about social media acquisitions, specifically talking about how Jews are going to become majority owners of TikTok, which is a very dangerous thing for censorship, because if you know anything about the history of social media, when Jews are in charge of it, YouTube, you know that Susan Wojcicki was like horrendous when it came to social media censorship. And I don't think that her being, you know, her ethnicity was unrelated to the outcomes that we saw on YouTube, because the censorship did go down after she left. So Then he's talking about X, which is very interesting because X is definitely one of the platforms where, again, he has lost a lot of ground because Elon Musk changed the rules. He didn't get rid of censorship, but he definitely changed the rules to allow certain dissident views of the past to be vocalized in the present. So that's true. But Elon Musk, if there's one thing that can make him anti-Semitic, it would be organizations like the ADL, even though he cowers to them quite often. So good luck on the X front, but they could really succeed at this. And what he's talking about doing is trying to censor the political thoughts of Americans. And that, you know, I thought I hated Israel enough, but I clearly did not hate Israel enough. Like, this guy is an enemy. Like, Vladimir Putin does not want to censor my speech. I don't think he cares. Xi probably doesn't want to censor my speech. I don't think he cares. This guy cares enough to censor my speech. And yeah, I guess that makes him an enemy. Like, there's no other way around it. But rest assured, I do not believe he's going to win because, first of all, people understand the game that's being played by Israeli influencers. He's trying to lie and say, oh, there's all this outside money coming in to influence people to hate Israel. And that's not really been proven. Like, they're trying to run with the message of Qatar is funding all these people, but it's just not really substantiated. But we do know that there's one country that wines and dines people and gets them to buy timeshares. That's a metaphor. And that is Israel. They wine and dine people with the Torah. They have the person pray to the wall and stuff like that. And then, you know, their note's going to get taken out and swept away, you know, in a trash can later on. But, you know, I'm sure their God heard it, maybe, if he's alive. But anyway, this is the game that's being run. And there's a vast history of Israeli dollars influencing American politics, and people are waking up to that. What's interesting is that J.D. Hall posted a thread about Jerry Falwell Jr. being, like, very much funded by Israeli dollars. But this stuff is coming to an end because the game is being exposed. And I probably even wrote in the book something along the lines of exposing evil isn't enough. Like, exposing hypocrisy is not how you win. That's not how you win. But labeling hypocrisy as hypocrisy is effective. And labeling people as shills for a foreign country that wants to censor the American population is going to be very effective. Benjamin Netanyahu gave the game away on camera, and that was probably not wise for him to admit that he has an army of influencers that they're backing the acquisition of TikTok and they're trying to censor posts on X. This was all not strategic to give the game away and say the quiet parts out loud, which he did because he knows that he is going to lose the evangelical support. And pray that that happens and work to that end. That's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.